Suppose a man goes to the forest for the sake of penance and his children are weeping in the remembrance of God or, I mean, in the remembrance of father or mother. It is a sin they are having. That is my idea. Of course, against the literature what has been written so far. But nobody criticizes me. I'm telling you, a man came to me, I gave him efficacy of Raja Yoga. He was a well-read man. He said, well, I'm a great criticizer. Okay, please do it. I shall clear all those points in the next edition. But I tell you, you will not be able to criticize any of my words or sentence. After 6 months he met me, I said, well, you have not sent your criticism. Then he put his head down in this way, in shame. Because they have no knowledge of real reality, I should say. No, like how you criticize. There must be criticism, and I want the people may criticize me so that I will think further and further. Criticism is not bad, but if it is for good, then it is not bad. And simply passing the time, beguiling the time, a man does, then that is useless.